We begin this second hour of Listener Favorites on With Heart and Voice with what some might describe as a warhorse of the sacred choral repertoire. César Franck's setting of Psalm 150 is a tour de force for singers and organists and is a favorite of Richard in Boston. The choir of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh sings, with John Walker playing and conducting. John Walker led the choir of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh in Psalm 150, O Praise Ye the Lord, by Cesar Franck. Mary, in Portland, Oregon, chose a recent piece, The Call of Wisdom, by Will Todd, as one of her favorites. It was made popular by its premiere during the service of Thanksgiving for the Diamond Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth II in 2012. Combining a simple melody with rich harmonies and a text based on words from Proverbs, it's immediately appealing. Tenebrae performs with organist James Sherlock. Nigel Short conducts.
Till we see.
The Call of Wisdom by Will Todd was performed by Tenebrae. Nigel Short directed. One of Charles Wesley's more than 6,000 hymns has a particular soft spot in the hearts of many United Methodists. Frank in Northwest Georgia and Titus in Pineville, Louisiana, both requested "And Can It Be That I Should Gain?" It's set to a tune by Thomas Campbell, and we'll hear it sung by the St. Michael Singers, directed by Paul Ledington Wright and recorded at Coventry Cathedral.
Chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee.
The St. Ignatius Loyola Children's Choir sang an arrangement of the hymn How Can I Keep From Singing by Paul Halley. It's a favorite hymn of Betty in Richmond, Virginia, and also Rebecca in West Lafayette, Indiana. Mary Huff conducted. Earlier, we heard the St. Michael's Singers from the UK as they sang the Charles Wesley hymn, And Can It Be That I Should Gain? Paul Ledington Wright conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The American gospel hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness, was the work of Thomas Obadiah Chisholm, a Methodist minister in Kentucky who had also led careers as a teacher and journalist and eventually worked as an insurance salesman. He sent this text along with a number of others to composer William Runyon, who wrote the tune inextricably linked to these words. It's a favorite of Diana in Parkersburg, West Virginia, and we'll hear it sung by the St. Olaf Choir, directed by Anton Armstrong. Anton Armstrong led the St. Olaf Choir in the hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Since 1982, composer Gwyneth Walker has devoted herself to full-time composing, splitting her time between Vermont and Florida. She's been a prolific contributor to the choral repertoire with many performances across the country. We'll listen to her setting of E.E. Cummings' poem, I Thank You, God, in its version for treble voices and piano. It's performed by the Capital District Youth Choir, directed by David Griggs-Janower, and was suggested by Quinton in Utah. Mm-hmm. Thank You, God, by Gwyneth Walker, was sung by the Capital District Youth Choir of Albany, New York, directed by David Griggs Janower. Ole Yalo's music has enjoyed broad acceptance and appeal among both singers and listeners as his work has emerged over the past decade. His Sunrise Mass is a particular favorite of many, and he has adapted several of the movements as standalone works with some minor reworking. Richard in Huntersville, North Carolina, particularly requested The Ground, which comes from the final movement of the Sunrise Mass. In it, he has combined voices and strings with piano, creating a rich but transparent texture. Charles Bruffy leads the Phoenix Chorale.
Thank you.
The Ground by Ola Yalo was performed by the Phoenix Chorale, led by Charles Bruffy. Kent in Tecumseh, Kansas, has asked to hear the hymn anthem Christ Whose Glory Fills the Skies by T. Frederick H. Candlin. Candlin succeeded T. Tertius Nobo at St. Thomas Church in New York in 1943. A fellow Englishman, he served there until his retirement in 1954. We'll hear a performance of this prototypical hymn anthem by the South Church Chancel Choir from New Britain, Connecticut. It'll be preceded by a hymn setting by Charles Gounod. Richard Coffey conducts with David Westfall at the organ.
Oh.
Richard Coffey led the South Church Chancel Choir from New Britain, Connecticut, in the anthem Christ Whose Glory Fills the Skies by T. Frederick H. Candlin. It was preceded by a hymn setting of the same text, composed by Charles Gounod. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The hymn tune Thaxted was extracted by Gustav Holst from his orchestral work, The Planets, and it's found wide acceptance in a number of hymnals. Richard Prue has made a wonderful arrangement of it, which we'll hear performed by the Cathedral Singers. It's paired with words by British poet Michael Perry in the hymn, O God Beyond All Praising. It's a favorite of John in South Hamilton, Massachusetts.
Thank you.
Richard Prue led the Cathedral Singers in his own arrangement of the hymn O God Beyond All Praising with the tune Thaxted by Gustav Holst. Paul Halley has enjoyed a long and varied career as an organist, pianist, conductor, choir trainer, jazz musician, and composer. All of these elements come together and weave in and out of his music in interesting and always creative ways. We'll hear his setting of Ubi Caritas next, as requested by Karen in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It has something of a hypnotic quality to it, with the incorporation of the familiar plain chant, with alternating piano and organ solos, and the gradual addition of percussion and other musical layers. Paul Halley performs with members of the Paul Winter Consort.
Ubi Caritas et thank you.
Paul Halley performed with members of the Paul Winter Consort in his own setting of Ubi Caritas. We'll close this edition of Listener Favorites with Sir David Wilcox's festival anthem, Rejoice Today with One Accord, which incorporates the tune Ein Feste Burg, so appropriate as we prepare to mark the 500th anniversary of the beginning of the Reformation later this fall. Anthony in Chicago asked to hear this piece, which we'll hear performed by the Bach Choir with the Wallace Collection Brass and Percussion Ensemble and organist Jane Watts. Sir David conducts. Rejoice Today with One Accord by David Wilcox was performed by the Bach Choir. Sir David Wilcox conducted. thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice as we've listened to music chosen by you, our faithful listeners. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be meaningful and uplifting. As with each of our listener favorite programs, many more requests came in than we could fit into the allotted time, so be sure to stay tuned for a second helping later in the season. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producers for the program are Andrew Croucher and Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.